You're watching FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. We're at Surfaces 2026, and it's the first day of the show. I'm sitting here with two great gentlemen who obviously you can tell are in great shape. I'm in the international flooring company space, the Canopy brand. These two gentlemen met each other working out together about 6 years ago, and now they work together. Got Julian Dache. Dache, you may, that sounds familiar. Julian's the son of Pete Dache, and he's the next gen in the family. He and William, his brother, are co-founders of this brand. And then Greg Wren, who's in charge of product. You guys doing okay?
Yes, Kemp, doing very well. Yeah, Fern, I didn't even know there was a name on that storm, but I guess Fern, we'll see what the Fern has done for us.
Yep, thank you, Kemp. Thanks for the opportunity to be here with you, too. It's been a very exciting lead up to this. I think we're going to have some great traffic this week also. So
I got to tell you, Julian, you were on the industry panel this morning, and one of your advice items was turn off the news, right?
Yes, that was one of my topics because there's a lot of fear mongering going on out there, and the fundamentals of the economy and I think the fundamentals in our industry are there. It's just everybody's kind of hesitant because, yeah, when you hear constant fear, you tighten the belt a little bit, you kind of stay at home, you know, Fern, same thing, weather, if everybody fear, go buy your milk and your bread, but just turn it off and focus on the fundamentals.
All right, let's give a little history real quick. We talked about the fact you're Pete's son and the fact that for several years you worked for Pete's company, U.S. Floors, and you were in quality control. You were actually in Asia. You were inspecting product before it went in the container. You got your start in the business that way. You and your lovely wife went over there and lived. And then you came over here, you worked for another company for a little while, and then you and your brother and Greg decided to start this company. So you know a lot about product quality, right?
Yeah, that's kind of where I cut my teeth. From soup to nuts, as they say. So understanding really in the LVT and resilient space and then on the WPC space, which we'll talk about a little later, really understanding everything that goes in that product and how you should make it so that it performs on all fronts.
Well, let's do tell our listeners just in case they don't know about Canopy. I mean, obviously Canopy's a great brand name. It's the cover of the forest. It's a place you want to spend time. So tell us, you've got, I think, WPC, SPC, and actually some peel and stick as well, right?
Yeah, so we're kind of looking at the full LVT, call it family, really with a heavy focus and emphasis on the WPC space because that's where we grew up in. SPC is also in our arsenal. And then yes, people are saying it's peel and stick, but we're trying to push away from that because it's not necessarily a true peel and stick as we know. You can find peel and stick at the home centers. That's not what we're going after. We're actually a loose lay that has self-adhering capabilities to it. The peeling part is just to protect that technology behind it.
You know, a strong brand always has a USP, a unique selling proposition. Tell us what the USP is for Canopy.
Our USP for Canopy is our go-to-market strategy. And we really focus on a core network of dealer partners in every market we go to. So we're not going to go and pray and spray it. That's not our MO. We don't want displays everywhere. We want core focused partners that, number one, understand their customer base, that understand the community they operate in, but also understand how to sell good product and really drive profitability and being the success of this industry. So,
and another thing you're not is you don't play in the low end, do you?
No, we don't play in the low end. There's plenty of players for that. We're very much trying to lift the industry and the category up. So we try to push everything up, specifically right now in the LVT space.
I just moved to product for a little while. Tell us what was hot with Canopy in 2025.
Yeah, 2025 for Canopy, we launched a lot of new styles into the program. Number one of the features that we brought out was what we call our Natural Edge Plus Bevel. This is a press on the long side with a micro on the short. Right now, I believe it's pretty much unique to IFC within Canopy. You'll see that on the floor today, and what you'll notice about that is that slight micro bevel in the end provides a really nice, elegant finish, really mimics high-end engineered hardwoods in a great way. Additionally, we launched our Canopy Flex program in 2025. You'll see that was 10 tile visuals, but we're launching with 10 new wood look visuals as well. But those 10 tile visuals hit the market and we've had a really strong reception to that. With any innovation, it takes some time for people to understand because this is a little bit different. As Julian mentioned, it is technically a peel and stick, but it's so much more than that that makes it work. It works with a micro suction adhesion. So there's lots of tiny little microscopic suction cups on the bottom of that product that on non-porous substrates makes it adhere. It is a product that we can feel confident with rolling loads, high traffic, and it's just built right.
So what's new for 2026?
Yeah, 2026, we listen to our retailers very intently. We have great partnerships with them. Some of the things that they were telling us is that we need another price within the Canopy Comfort display because we had some consumers who were falling out of it. Now, we're not going to continue to chase all the way down, right? We want to continue pushing the marketplace up, but we do agree that there was a price point that we were missing. So hopefully that will pull more consumers in and keep them in the display as they move along. The next thing that we heard was that we need a little bit more pop within the color lineup. So we've taken a look at that. We've added a little bit more lightly rustic, kind of more color variation, more color tones, branching a little bit more out of oaks with some really nice hickories and some maples. So you'll see that very apparent. We're leaning into that bevel system and adding more and more of that natural edge plus because we've had a great reception to that as well. And then additionally in Canopy Flex, as I mentioned, we're adding 10 new plank visuals in that we really think is going to help that program take off.
All right. So you guys, I know you both live in Georgia and you got these green jackets. What's going on with that?
No, so the green jacket actually is unique to a couple individuals within the company. And it started, in fact, it came from U.S. Floors. My dad started what he called the Red Pants Society. And those who became part of the Red Pants Society were those who went above and beyond for the company, but also not just on the professional perspective, but also on the personal perspective. And so we decided, you know, let's bring that idea back to our company. And so we started the Green Jacket Society. Green Jacket because Canopy Green, we wanted to kind of play into that place. Yes, people can argue that you're kind of copying the Augusta National, which is kind of cool in its own right for those that play golf. But William, myself, John Tighe, Deborah Liveoak, and my father are all now Green Jacket members. And our first person who actually joined and became part of the society was Greg Wren. And so he became the first inaugural joinee of the Green Jacket Society. So
I can tell you right now, I didn't get this for how I play golf.
Yeah. Listen, guys, it's great to spend time with you. And thanks for telling our viewers what's been going on with Canopy and with International Flooring Company. Again, been talking to Julian Dache and Greg Wren here at IFC at the first day of services. And you've been watching Kempar and FloridaAlley.net.